Support Democrats have approved a...
There are just more independent and Republican voters who are obviously less invested in seeing Democrats gain some political advantage.
NPR's Ashley Lopez reporting. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
When megas...
Box Bure here on Kansas Public Radio. Beautiful harp, a harp duet for us, Julia Shaw and Nora Boumanis on harp there. Hi there, I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this Monday morning. I hope your week is off to a good start. I thought some soothing harp might be nice for you. I did promise some toe-tapping Bach, and I'm going to be closing the hour with a Bure, unlike one you may have never heard before, unless you've listened specifically to this morning show. I played it a long, long time ago. It's pretty great, though. I've also been on a kick trying to find Haydn symphonies. You know, he wrote many that we haven't aired for a while on KPR, and I found one. That'll be at the bottom of the hour. We also got a little Mozart for us. Right now, though, sticking with the Bach theme, I thought we would listen to one of his very traditional trio sonatas. This is number 6. And the group for us is Musica Pacifica, right now on Kansas Public Radio. Bach's Trio Sonata number 6 here on KPR with Musica Pacifica. I am Destiny. It is Monday. Maybe on Mondays I'll make it Monday Fun Day and tell you a musical fact. For instance, do you know what a trio sonata is? It's music with a trio or three instruments. Whoa! See, there's one you could figure out. That's a good one. A symphony is, well, full of lots of musicians, and I have a Haydn symphony around 9:34 that hasn't been played in a while on KPR, so I'm excited for that. We've got some Mozart coming up. Let me thank a couple of our great supporters here on Classical Music's KPR. Comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable, natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com and working with Dreams. Andrew Sherwood, PhD, Jungian analyst, assisting those undertaking the path of individuation through dream interpretation and the analytical psychology of Carl Jung. More with WorkingWithDreams.com. And this is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute, and it is definitely Monday. My brain needs to kick into gear. Maybe it will with this Mozart. Might clean out my cobwebs. This is the Adagio for violin and orchestra, and I've got a great violinist, Arthur Grumio, here. He's playing with the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Sir Colin Davis, right now on Kansas Public Radio. A beautiful Adagio by Mozart here on KPR for violin and orchestra, featuring Arthur Grumio on violin with Sir Colin Davis and the London Symphony Orchestra. For you percussionists out there, I've got a Bach Bure, maybe unlike one you've ever heard before. I'm really excited about that. It's going to be the hour closer. And before that, though, a Haydn symphony. I've been scouring the archives for numbers that we haven't featured recently on KPR, and this one is number 28. It's a short one. It's only about 22 minutes long. And of course, as always, I will be curious to know what you think of it. This album features Christopher Hogwood and the Academy of Ancient Music. So here we go. Haydn symphony number 28, right now on KPR. Haydn Symphony number 28 here on KPR, Christopher Hogwood and the Academy of Ancient Music guy. got an email while that was playing. Before I played it, I mentioned I was searching for Haydn symphonies that hadn't been played on KPR in a while. Well, somebody thought that there was a reason it hadn't been played on KPR. Harsh. I happen to like it. It's okay, though. This show is all about you and what you like, and you are certainly welcome to let me know. I love hearing from all of our listeners, and I'm sure some of you liked it, and hey, I guess some of you didn't. That's just the way the world works. You know, if you've got a specific request of something you would like to hear, or perhaps a Haydn symphony that you would like to hear besides 28, you can go to kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest. There is a form you can fill out and let me know what you'd like to hear. That show is Friday and Saturdays. It is super fun, as is this Bach Bourré that is coming up, the one that I promised this hour, played by percussionists. This is the Ozone Percussion Group. I'll be very, very curious to know what you think of this. Now on KPR. Some Bach that rocks. Indeed. Here on KPR, the Bourré, played by the Ozone Percussion Group. I've also played that on the violin, and I have to say, with all of the multiple notes at once, it's pretty hard on the violin. I think I'd rather join the Ozone Percussion Group and play that version. What did you think? Fun, huh? I love when groups take music like that and give it a special twist. I've got twisted music next hour? No, nothing twisted, but some nice things for you that I think you will really, really like. And by the way, if you've been a KPR listener for a while, there is a great way to donate to us. You can leave us a gift through your will. Just go to legacy.kansaspublicradio.org.
How do you find and start your life's work? That is the question journalist Jodi Kantor aims to answer in her new book.
I said to myself, you know what? The really happy and successful people know how to do something that other people don't do. It's skill, it's expertise.
I'm Mary Louise Kelly. Kantor's advice on launching a career and a life in uncertain times on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you weekdays beginning at 3 p.m. with Laura Larson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. Ooh, I've got really pretty music opening next hour. Something to awaken us and also something that awakens our heart. There are your hints. Don't go anywhere. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. President Trump has said he'll send Vice President Vance and other officials to Pakistan for talks with Iran on ending the war. But a report from Iran's news agency said Iran is not going to attend. This comes after the U.S. stopped and seized an Iranian-flagged vessel. NPR's Aya
You're discouraging people from doing what they're supposed to do in terms of filing taxes by data sharing across government agencies. You're hurting the baseline number. You know, in one sense, it's kind of shooting yourself in the foot.
The report warns that kind of shift could erode a key source of federal revenue over time. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Awake the bard! It fires up!
You're awake now, like the harp. Haydn's Awake the Harp from his creation. That was Robert Shaw with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and the Shaw Chamber Singers. This is Kansas Public Radio. I am Destiny. Glad you are here with me this morning. It's about 10:07 and sunny out and in the upper 50s here in Lawrence. Speaking of awakening the harp, we are also going to awaken your heart at the bottom of the hour. Yes, that thing that beats inside your chest and keeps you alive. But I've got a real heart thumper, ho, 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 coming right up. Something that Borodin wrote for his wife on their 20th wedding anniversary. That is so sweet. It is his string quartet number 2, and it has that really popular third movement in it, the Notturno, which is so beautiful. It can actually stand alone on its own, but I thought we would take a listen to the whole quartet. I've got the Takash Quartet playing it for us. Enjoy it with me right now on Kansas Public Radio. Borodin's String Quartet number 2 here on KPR with the Takash Quartet. Oh, I love that final chord. So pretty. Hope you liked listening to that with me. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan from the University of Kansas. And music to awaken your heart coming right up. Support for classical music on KPR comes from FIDPIC and their Spring Thing fundraiser concert with Colorado's Jake Legg and Whiskey Mash Band. Saturday, May 16th at Venue 1235 in Lawrence, or 1235. More info at fidpic.org. And by the way, tonight we have Classics Live. It's the Topeka Symphony when they had Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto, and also the Pines of Rome. Bird Calls in the Moonlight. Sounds like a nice evening. We have great music all day and night here on KPR. So thank you for being such dear listeners. And now I thought we could awaken our hearts with Richard Daniel Poor's The Awakened Heart. Yes, indeed, that is the title. Gerard Schwartz and the Seattle Symphony. Hope you like it right now on Kansas Public Radio. Richard Daniel Poor's The Awakened Heart, that is from 2011, a symphonic triptych inspired by the path to inner freedom. Well, here on KPR, if that didn't awaken your heart, I have more music next hour that will indeed. Let's take a peek. What do I have? You know, I should really remember off the top of my head, but I listen to so much music all the time. Ah, Sanctuary of the Heart is what is opening next hour, and also a lovely symphony by one of your favorite composers who wrote The Sorcerer's Apprentice. So it'll be a good 11 a.m. hour. Thank you for being here. I am Destiny, and you are listening to Kansas Public Radio, where we always have fun music for you.
Career and a life in uncertain times, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you beginning at 3 p.m. on KPR with Laura Lorson. We are live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news here on KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting The Laramie Project about the murder of Matthew Shepard and its impact on a college town. April 24th through the 26th at Murphy Hall. Tickets are at kutheater.com. NPR News is up next. It's 11:01, and then more music for you here on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Trump administration is dispatching a delegation back to Pakistan's capital soon for a second round of U.S. peace talks with Iran, according to a U.S. official not authorized to speak publicly on the matter. However, the White House has not officially said if Vice President J.D. Vance will also be traveling to Islamabad. A resolution hinges it. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Ah, now come on, if you didn't like that music about the heart, I don't know what you'll like. That was Ketelby's Sanctuary of the Heart. Alexander Ferris conducting the London Promenade Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Of course, that made me think of the monastery garden, and then it led to the Garden of Eden. And, well, do I have a little treat for you at the end of the hour. So don't go anywhere. I am Destiny. Glad you are here with me. We've got one more hour of classical music this morning, and then Jeff Watson is in for you with more music. I am about to play for you a symphony by the composer who wrote everyone's favorite, The Sorcerer's Apprentice. Paul Duca was somewhat of a perfectionist and very self-critical and destroyed, unfortunately, a lot of his own compositions. But this one, along with The Sorcerer's Apprentice, made it. This one survived. And this one is said to be influenced by Beethoven and Franck, two great composers, if you ask me. It's a really fun, optimistic symphony. I've got Jesus Lopez Cobos conducting the Cincinnati Orchestra, Duca's Symphony in the sunny key of C major right now on Kansas Public Radio. Symphony in C here on Kansas Public Radio by Paul Duca. That was the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jesus Lopez Cobos. I am Destiny, a real funny treat coming up for you. This is Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute, and support for classical music here on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation info at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. And Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist the living, including daycare, short-term, and long-term options. Info at nuvanthouse.com. All right, here is an interesting one for you. I was thinking, you know, I opened with the Sanctuary of the Heart, and that made me think of a garden, and then I simply decided to do a search by title, The Garden of Eden, and I found The Serpent's Kiss Rag Fantasy by William Bolcom for two pianos, Elizabeth and Marcel Bergman. It's right now on KPR. The Garden of Eden, The Serpent's Kiss, a ragtime fantasy here on KPR by William Bolcom for two pianos, Elizabeth and Marcel Bergman. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me. Never fear, Jeff is in with more lovely classical music for you, and I'd like to thank some of our great supporters here on KPR. Support comes from the Lawrence Public Library, hosting Weird Science with Mary Roach, author of Replaceable You, Adventures in Human Anatomy, Thursday, April 23rd, 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Details at lplks.org, and the Topeka Symphony, presenting the music of John Williams, a composer of movie scores including Star Wars, Jaws, Schindler's List, and more, Saturday, May 2nd. Info and tickets available at topekasymphony.org.
How do you find and start your life's work? That is the question journalist Jody Kantor aims to answer in her new book.
I said to myself, you know what? The really happy and successful people know how to do something that other people don't do. It's skill. It's expertise.
I'm Mary Louise Kelly. Kantor's advice on launching a career and a...
All Things Considered beginning at 3 p.m. here on KPR. And support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Arts Guild, presenting Art Spaces 2026, May 2nd and 3rd. Studio tours at local artists' creative spaces and homes and studios. More details at lawrenceartsguild.org. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. And support for news here on KPR comes from Sulis Auctions, presenting international works of art and cultural artifacts from the estate of a Kansas collector who moved to Tokyo, Japan in 1978. Details at MidwestArtAuction.com and Kansas City PBS. Turning viewer support into educational arts and news programming with the Kansas City PBS Mentorship Program. More at kansascitypbs.org. It's 12:01. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.